Is the thing on?
Yes. Yes, it is on this week. It is on like Donkey Kong, as one would say.
Playing,
man. I don't know.
He's still, such a bedroom
voice. My seductive voice. Hey, everyone. Welcome to UCR Live. We are here today with the usual suspects. It's a reg show today. Again, we've got Jeffrey Emmett, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. How is Mr. Jeffrey Emmett?
You know, it's been a long week. I went out last weekend to the hole in the wall down here, and they smoke inside, and it was a real rude experience. I couldn't breathe. It was a honky-tonk, and like my eyes were watering. It wasn't cute. I had to burn all the clothes I was wearing.
Jeff, are you trying to tell us it's been a long time since your insides have smoked and your eyes have watered?
Like that, yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, that was too funny. I couldn't get it out.
it was funny in here.
The kids are a little upset because I bought myself a Nintendo Switch and not them. And it came today and they're like, thank you. And I'm like, it's not for you.
Okay.
It's not for you.
Oh, honey, no.
You're so
it's
mean.
Not...
No, I'm like, we already did that. The Easter Bunny bought you one a few years ago. Where is it now?
That bunny. That bunny's unreliable. So, speaking of things that are unreliable, how's the tooth fairy crisis gone at your place?
Unreliable. Thanks, guys.
Unreliable tooth fairy. We had that conversation when we had a tooth fairy thing.
We did. The tooth fairy's doling out fives, apparently. Gonna have to have a talk with this bitch because I can't keep going with the $5 a tooth
fairy. Katie, just give them Amazon credit.
It wasn't me. It was COVID. Kyle.
Oh, listen, Amazon
it
credit.
Was Kyle. So what had happened was...
Oh, okay, give me the full story.
I was hanging out with two of my favorites, talking about my favorite topic, which was horror movies.
Hint, which hints. Is a surprise we can't tell you about at the moment.
I just dropped the only hint you're going to get.
Yeah, girl.
And my child walks in and shows me a tooth. And I said, oh, you lost a tooth. Guess you better, go upstairs and put that under your pillow. So he goes upstairs and I look at Kyle. I don't have any cash on me. So he walks down to the gas station, breaks a 20, and he goes, I'm going to give him a 5. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Why are you setting the standard?
We should have gave him a pack of gum or something.
So we have another child, you know.
He's save that one. He's just got his teeth. He's not going to lose them yet.
Fairies are a big combination.
Oh, I know, but
my friend's husband was a little tipsy and he left the tooth fairy left at 20.
I'm just saying, if we're setting fives out for Grayson, what are we going to do for Arlo? It's like inflation's going to be like 10. Come on.
Well, I think I probably could have 5. So, you know, like inflation now, it should be really like 27.
I don't have that kind of cash.
That's why. The Tooth Fairy leaves Amazon credit and they can rent a movie. Not even enough to buy one. They can just rent a movie on Amazon.
I'm so old. Oh, I got a quarter.
That's great. And I am also fully vaccinated. As of this week, ooh, I have reached peak immunization, I think is what it is. It's been 2 weeks since my shot.
2 weeks since your second? Or
I had the Johnson & Johnson shot. I got my shot at 2:30 in the morning with my dad. Now that was quite the bonding experience. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
the family that inoculates together.
Exactly. So
survives the zombie apocalypse together.
Exactly. So New York State was doing I don't know if it was all over state, but at least here in central New York, they were doing a 24-hour vaccine clinic with the Johnson & Johnson shot.
Everyone must go.
No, they did. They had like 3 or 4 days of 24-hour clinic. And people were going in the middle of the night. People were driving in from Rochester and Buffalo to get to the state fairgrounds.
Yep. So my dad and I thought we were so smart. We said, middle of the night. Not many people want to go in the middle of the night. It was packed. It was packed. And there weren't as many people, giving the shots because it's 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, some of my friends who are working the clinics are working 12 and 15-hour shifts.
You've joined an illustrious club, Katie, because we haven't really even spoken to her yet. But here's the vaccine queen, Vera herself. Tell us everything. Tell us everything about what you're about to say.
It's a Thursday.
This is correct.
I did not get drunk or go to a bar, but because you can't in New York State. We had a medical mutiny. The nurse practitioners almost took out the docs, and the lowly nurses are like, we were uninvited.
I mean, Vera, you could go out and get drunk. You're just going to have to do it quickly because it closes at 11.
I'm not ready to party till 10.
Wait, I want to know. Fuck that. They came in there like, they're trying to get me to go out at 9:30. I'm like, bitches, I thought we were going to go out at 6 and be home by now. Like, I'm not, my aunt's like, you're 37. And I'm like, bitch, I don't care. I did this in my 20s. I'm good.
Vera and I are going to be 20s. I did it in my 30s. And I did it in my 40s.
Yeah.
Vera and I are just going to get drunk at 5 o'clock and just like hit the live button on the Facebook page. Hey, guys.
Well, I can do that. As of Monday, I can do that here because our COVID restrictions are. As of Monday, we're allowed to sing, we're allowed to dance, we're allowed to be merry, we're allowed to go to the theater, we're allowed to have weddings and people come to your house and all that kind of fun stuff.
So orgies are back?
Hey, we're allowed to have people come to our house as long as they're vaccinated.
Do you know what we have to say? It looks like we'll have to sadly say goodbye to no roomies for COVID.
Why are we sad to say goodbye to that?
I forgot about that hashtag. Oh my god. No. I'm gonna make a new one. No roomies for anyone.
Oh, come on.
Fuck out.
Sometimes it's your birthday, but come on.
I don't want that for my birthday.
Is the audition. You wanna talk about dating? You better lick my ass and do it right the first time or you got to go.
Talk about this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
COVID to ass licking. You know, that's the way we like it. So anyway, the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is 100% effective against severe disease and hospitalization, a new US trial shows. So, Katie, you're a Johnson & Johnson's girl. Mm-hmm. Vera, what did you get?
I was the Pfizer.
The Pfizer, so no one's got AstraZeneca.
It hasn't been completely approved yet.
Not in the US.
They were using old data.
And so they had like 10 days to get new data.
I'd give it a risk.
Yeah, so it's not even 100%.
Well,
I thought
infection rate.
67%.
Queens. There was a news bulletin just as like we went live that said Queensland have just reinstated restrictions because there's been some cases.
That's what
it's
you
like
get.
On again, off again.
That's what you get for rubbing it in.
It's like a teenager with a boner. That one. On again, off again, on again, off again.
What is Luke like being a whore again?
Well, speaking of.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Hi, Viz.
And I caught some of that. So I've had AstraZeneca and I've had my first shot last Friday.
Yay!
Felt a bit vague a couple of days later, but when haven't I been vague anyway?
Is that the vaccine or the bleach?
What was that?
That's
Vera. Now attending Katie Underwood's therapy?
Katie, where is that Katie?
Katie.
That music, it was a little video.
She heard the other Katie.
Katie Underwood is busy healing folks through sound today, but we're hoping she'll be back next week because it's going to be fun next week, guys.
Well, we're going to have to change it to like KDM and KDU, aren't we?
Do you know what next week is, everyone?
Easter.
Spring break.
Good Friday.
No.
April Fools.
All of those things, but it's also the 1 year anniversary of us being a video podcast.
Reboot.
Jeff.
We made it a fucking year, Luke. Can you believe it?
I know. What's going on? And it's actually gotten better. I thought, like, by this point, we'd all be dead.
Well, it's like, let me the first time around, within the first 12 months, we lost some folks, too. It's just how it
well,
goes.
You know, you gotta give
well,
it
they were wheels
Jeffrey
that were already coming off the wagon.
This hashtag, project. Who remembers yeah. when Jeff approaches you about a, hey, you maybe want to do a show again?
Yeah.
So, hey, I have this idea for a show. Different people of different generations and backgrounds.
We want to play this game? Hey, I need a guest on the show today. Okay, no worries. 2 weeks later.
It started. No, it was, I need you to do a Freddy Krueger voiceover.
I was Freddy Krueger. And no, I did the psychic voiceover too. The psychic voiceover too.
Did you hear that, Paul?
Yeah, I did that. And then I randomly showed up one day and everyone was like, who is this bitch? And now, hello, I am the bitch. Anyway.
You were trying to recast.
You are a Nazi.
I was Jeff 2.0. This is what we said last week. I'm like Jeff and Luke's love child. It's the worst parts of both of them combined, but with like a power complex. Speaking of power complex, there's a double mutant strain of COVID being found in India. Yay!
Come at me, bitch. I'm vaccinated.
Hurrah!
Yeah, girl.
We all gonna die. And you know what's gonna happen then? You know what's gonna happen next? We're all gonna end up in Raccoon City.
Yes. I am so pumped for this. I am ready. So ready.
Listen, it feels strange that movies are gonna come out again. September 3rd, we are getting the Resident Evil remake.
It has been so long since I visited Raccoon City, and I am ready for it.
Look, I like the old series of films, but I don't feel that they were very loyal to the source material.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. And you know what? If we're going to compare, might have to save this for a uncensored horror, but if we're going to say, you know, what video game franchise was more loyal to the actual video game, I'm going to say Silent Hill, and y'all could suck it.
I didn't even watch the movie, I can't comment.
Yeah, I'm a. You might as well
Steve, back me up.
But it wasn't popular. So in movie world, there's a lot going down because Disney announced during the week that Black Widow is going straight to Disney Plus Premium at the same day that it goes to cinemas, which works well here. But that's a big ass move on Disney's point because it's the first MCU property that, like, movie property that is going straight to home release. And you know, as soon as it's up, it's going to be ready to be downloaded. So, is that a great idea?
Price sucks. They need to do something because I'm losing my ass.
Well, that last one they did, that Raya and the Last Dragon, was a flop, apparently. So, I'm surprised.
I bought it.
I'm sure you did, and I'm sure a lot of people did, but by Disney standards, it was a flop.
Because they need the box office, because once it's digital, it's pirated, and you can download it for free. Mm-hmm. You're not going to pay $30 to watch it once. Mulan was available days before it actually got its Disney Plus release.
Well,
so
most movies are. But here's the thing, I'm not saying I did, but if I did maybe watch a certain Terminator movie that came out and I wanted to go to the theater, but I was a little sick, I just bought tickets on Fandango and never went because I figured that makes up for me watching it online, right?
Alleged piracy.
I have not did the premium on Disney Plus. However, I have been enjoying all the releases on HBO Max. That has been lovely.
That's ending as well. They said there was a report this week saying that as of next year, everything's going back to cinemas. So that HBO Max deal is for a limited time only. But that's fine.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I want to go back to a theater, so I'm fine.
I'm ready, especially a morning theater where no one's around.
Yeah,
it's a horror movie, and I can sit there by myself, and no one talks to me.
Yes. You know, I'm really disappointed that I'm going to have to be watching, you know, Godzilla and King Kong at home.
Oh, it's out this week here. Yeah, true.
It's next week. Yep.
No, it's out here. There was a premiere thingy last night here in Australia.
I'm not going into a theater just yet. Not yet.
You've got tea.
I know, but Kyle's not fully vaccinated yet, and I got to think about the kids, and, you know, I'm not ready yet.
Well, there's one movie you don't want to take the kids to see, but I'm a little bit excited about this one. It took me a minute, but there's going to be a direct sequel to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Listen, this is important news. Go ahead.
Yes. So Marilyn Burns, the character of Sally, the survivor from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is being brought back to face Leatherface one more time. Marilyn Burns passed away in 2014. So there is a new actress, Olwen. I don't want to say her last name because I'll murder it. But Olwen
Fulere.
Yeah.
But it's not the original chick, so who cares? Like, it's fucked up. The original chick's dead.
But they're trying to cash in on that sweet, sweet Halloween.
Yeah, but what are you cashing in on? The original actress is in here. Like, it's somebody else.
Us horrors, we love a final girl. We love a final girl, and we love a comeback.
I do. But how would you feel?
I want the
Steve and Katie. How would you feel if they recast, like, Ginny from Friday the 13th?
Oh, fuck that.
I love Amy Steele.
Yeah, there you go, see? There you go.
Now, we need to talk about something that there hasn't been a recast on, and I'm super excited. If you've got Disney Plus, it's happening today here, tomorrow over there. Oh, the fucking ducks are back.
You and your ducks.
I just don't care about this. Oh, and I don't care about Black Widow. I didn't get.
But
to
a lot of
that,
people
sorry.
Do.
Oh, I do care about Black Widow. I don't. I
quack mean. Quack, motherfucker.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't have the fat guy in there. They didn't ask him to be back because he's an addict.
No, I'm sure. If
wait. Wasn't Kenan Thompson in this?
I'm thinking what they're trying to do is like with what's his facey. What's his face? Punky Brewster. They might be trying to hold off in hopes of a second season and go, or we'll aim for Joshua Jackson and whatnot in season two. Kind of like Cobra Kai. They don't want to blow their wad on there.
Just want to see if the guy stays sober, which I think is fucked up considering what Disney does to their child actors.
Well, yeah, look, we went into that last week. But it also happens to adult actresses. Look at Sharon Stone. Well, that's the problem. Sharon Stone.
Wasn't I just reading about Sean Young saying the same thing?
Oh, Sean Young is a bitch, though. She deserves everything she got from Charlie Sheen.
Okay, I wrote this article. Should I read it?
That's not nice.
Go, Lukey.
Sharon Stone speaks about being pressured to sleep with a co-star. Screen got our Sharon Stone is saying Me Too and has come out swinging against Hollywood predators in her explosive memoir. Although Stone praised some film, it's on my phone, it's really small, film execs and co-stars, especially her Basic Instinct leading man, Michael Douglas, Stone said one producer had pressured her to have actual sex with a male co-star on an unnamed movie in an effort to save the failing film. In her bombshell book, Sharon recounts how she once had a producer bring me to his office. So more or less, he said to sleep with this guy. Now, everyone's speculating it's actually the movie Sliver. That's like all the comments on this stuff.
They think it's Sliver.
The movie Sliver that she was in.
Sliver?
Which was basically its ripoff.
And okay. The guy that was in it is, he's deceased now. I think.
I'm looking it up.
But that's who they're all saying who it was. She won't name them. She won't name
them. It's okay.
Them, but she just said
we're going to play the allegedly game. Hold on.
And Colbert was trying to figure it out, but he didn't.
Wait till she gets pissed off. Like she will. She has the tendency to run her mouth.
Was it Billy Baldwin?
No, it wasn't the Baldwin.
He's alive.
It was the other guy.
His career's just dead.
No. I mean, did they pressure him to sleep with Billy Baldwin?
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
Billy.
Do you know who I would have slept with back in the day?
Wasn't Billy hot then?
No, well, do you remember the movie Three Way or Threesome?
Hot. Yes, I
with
do.
With Stephen Baldwin?
Yes.
That was a little bit sexy.
That was a little bit sexy back in the day, kids. Threesome was called, wasn't it? Threesome.
threesome.
I had Lara Flynn Boyle in it, right?
Was it Lara Flynn Boyle?
I think it did.
Lara Flynn Boyle, Stephen Baldwin, and random guy, and they had sex together. But like M15 plus sex. So it's
naughty,
like,
climbing over the fence together.
Touching naked bums.
Charles, who are these people?
It's crazy.
The only naked bums.
Katie, you can come back next week with who he is.
Stay tuned for the revelation of we can't work internet movie database properly.
The only actress I know is Alexis Arquette. Who are and these
that's dead.
People? That's not
right. Yeah.
She's dead. She's dead.
Dead.
Now, she's dead. Speaking of things that should be dead.
That's mean.
We can't do these segues. This is terrible.
Oh, no.
Billionaire Kylie Jenner is being torn apart for promoting a GoFundMe for her makeup artist. The fundraiser was looking to raise money for the emergency surgery. Wait.
You meant the GoFundMe should be dead, right?
Did I?
Oh, fuck her.
Did I give that person $1 million
and not?
She donated $5,000 basically because. But like,
hold on,
she had it in her pocket.
There is more to the story, actually. There's more to the story. I did a little follow-up research on this one. So this is not her current makeup artist, not that that matters, but it's not her current makeup artist. They were looking to raise $10,000, and the fundraiser was at $6,000. So she donated the $5,000 to get them to their goal.
She's not a billionaire.
Yeah, she could have paid the whole tab, but I'm saying it's not as nasty as it sounds.
And do you know what? Do you know what she could have done? She could have done it and not said anything, too.
Exactly.
I don't think she did say anything. I think they just saw her name on it.
Are you looking at who it was and what family that comes from?
Oh, I know.
Okay, but if I have an ex-employee that maybe I don't particularly care for that is, like, fucked up and needs money, I'm not giving them money either.
Exactly. They don't mention it at all.
Well, no, I don't think that's...
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Anyway, you guys think I'm nasty. Oh, my God. Anyway,
Mean girls.
We're mean girls, and you can't sit at our table with us anyway, so we don't give a fuck.
All right, gotta go. Love you.
Whose table is it now? Anyway.
Love you. Hate you.
Speaking of nasty mean girls, Abby Lee Miller is trying to eat Britney Spears or something.
I'm ready to go on this. Let's do this.
I'm Bad Girls Club today. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
God, I'm ready. Let's do this.
So, Abby Lee, Britney's been, for those of you that don't follow Britney on Insta, do yourself
a breakdown.
Do yourself a favor and follow Britney Spears spinning in circles. It's the best thing you'll see.
Are you ready for this?
Abby Lee Miller. Yeah, well, look, there could be some plagiarism claims laid there as well. But Abby Lee Miller has commented on one of her videos saying to close her rib cage, which is like a dance terminology thing.
Okay.
And now people are like, oh, no. Oh, you don't come for Britney. Like, has Abby been, like, under a rock?
Abby Lee Miller is, like, the queen of ethics.
I have a few questions here.
Dignity?
Maybe you guys can answer. I want Jeff to go first
because I know Jeff's going to be really mean about Abby. I want to hear what you've got to say.
I don't know.
Go, Katie.
As a former fan of Dance Moms, I have a few questions here. Number one, did Abby ever actually dance, or is she just some bossy bitch that just like lets other people choreograph?
She used to dance. Now she's crippled, so she can't.
Well,
now.
Excuse me. If you were really a fan of Dance Moms, you would know that she danced at her mother's studio, and then she took over the studio. She started teaching when she was 16 at her mother's studio, and then she took over.
She just bought a business and acted like she was hot.
No, she didn't buy it. I'm pretty sure she would have just got handed to her.
But she is a good teacher.
I can't deny it.
I can't deny that she gets results.
She turns out good dancers. I'm sorry.
It's a very
You're
old.
Not teaching them. She's not.
She looked like she was smuggling cottage cheese in her britches on that show.
Number two. Number two.
Look, the product that she turns out is good, trash. But it is very, very indicative of an older style of teaching, which is not socially acceptable anymore.
But it's inconsistent because you have Maddie Ziegler, or however you pronounce her name, and then you have that JoJo Swiller or whatever. And
yeah,
JoJo is a dancer.
Who's got more money?
She wasn't a good dancer, though.
Yes, she was. JoJo's a great dancer. JoJo's a great dancer.
That bitch with the ponytail. The
I did not think she was better than Maddie.
She left.
No, she's not better than Maddie. She's like, Maddie was very, like, Maddie had a gift. She was more technical.
And you know what her gift is? Do you know what her gift is? She used
Sorry,
her gift.
I didn't see her videos.
She's her gift to make fun of autistic people. So, boom. There we go.
Yeah.
Speaking of controversial things.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Australian controversy. Now, you guys won't get it here in America, but we have a very yummy ice cream here.
We have called those.
We have that. But it's not called Golden Gay Time. But we.
I would like it better if it was called Golden Gay Time.
Good humor.
And do you know what I say to that? I say everyone deserves to have at least one gay time because you've got to figure out if you like the taste or not.
Oh, we always have a gay old time here on Uncensored Radio.
I love it.
We do, but why is Luke wearing a safety vest? Is he directing traffic later? He's trying to save this car crash of a show. That's what he's trying to do.
No, okay, so I'm actually at work and they've been very kind letting me use my lunch break to do the show. And this is just part of what we're going to identify to other hospital staff that we are jabbing.
They're letting you or they don't know?
They let me. They're kind. They're aware.
It's a lunch break. You should be able to do. I'm not getting
sacked for this, but I don't talk about where I work, remember?
Right.
There is kindness in the world, guys. There's kindness and there is good things in the world. And we've got to remember that.
It's just not in this chat room.
No, but it's about to be in this show because, guys, guess what? Kermit's going into the Library of Congress.
What?
With his abusive pig.
Rainbow Connection is being inducted into the Library of Congress, so it's going to be saved forever and ever and ever. And if you don't get a little bit misty-eyed around Rainbow Connection, then there's something dead in your soul. Same with me. Who's got a dead soul?
Absolutely.
Right? If it gets you in the right time like this.
You know, I'm such a Muppet wuss, I can cry at the Muppets Danny Boy.
Oh, God.
Listen, I tried getting Gabe. He'd watched it when he was a little younger, but he hasn't watched it in probably a year or two. So I tried getting him to watch the Muppet movie like a month ago. And I was like, Gabe, this was Daddy's favorite movie when he was a kid. He whips his head around. He's like, well, it's not my favorite, Daddy.
Gabe's so sassy.
I got to know how Gabe got a British accent.
He's been hanging out with Buffy.
Maybe from Buffy. Because they were learning to talk. Buffy has like this weird hybrid of American.
Yeah, she sounds British. She doesn't sound. Yeah, she sounds British.
Yeah, she. But also, yeah, and they were like little together.
But also, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation has been also put into the Library of Congress. So we will all know what's going on with Janet for the rest of the earth.
That hits me harder than Rainbow Connection, man.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Rainbow Connection is so beautiful. And actually, speaking of Buffy, she sings it and it's so cute because she always does the lovers, the dreamers, and me. And she tries to get little hide
that. Like, oh.
I thought like, you were talking about Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. And I'm like, I can see him dressing her up in like the black outfit.
Little Buffy, they go, people that wear today, I was looking for a better way of life. See?
We need to get her a headset.
She's doing dance lessons now. I'm sure I could get that out of her. I'm sure, like, I'm.
Oh, do you actually know the choreography?
Yeah, girl.
Of course he does.
Yeah, girl. I'm all about it. All right. Speaking of feeling old, this week.
Oh, that hits me.
30 years ago, Clarissa Explains It All debuted this week. Oh.
I didn't even see this post.
My age.
God.
My age and I read this article.
No.
But here's the good news, kids. We're all younger than her.
And me.
Well, sorry.
She's richer than us all combined. So
I don't know. That last show was on like ABC Family with Joey Lawrence.
Right. Yeah, it did really well. It had multiple seasons.
The hair plug problem. She wasn't getting paid like that. Maybe $30,000 an episode.
It's more than you're making.
$30,000 more than I've got.
An episode ain't money I'd sneeze at.
Yeah, I wouldn't sneeze at that either.
I love how Jeff just throws that figure out there.
He had absolutely no idea
what she was paid.
I pay attention to what Hollywood celebrities like because I like to know if they're broke and lying about their money.
Jeff needs to know who's to make friends with.
Who's the poorest Power Ranger, Jeff? Tell me.
My connection.
So anyways, Clarissa Explains It All was like my favorite show. I mean, can we all agree Sam was a thirst crush? Right?
Yeah, he was my first little crush when I was little. Ooh. I was like, oh, maybe I'm not normal.
We already know you have terrible taste. It's okay. Yeah, Sam was a thirst trap. He was beautiful. I mean, I love
David Lancaster from Hey Dude.
We need to find him now, though. Did we find him, Katie? What he looks like as an adult?
I'm on it.
That's not him. The photo that shows up that he's like, I'm on it.
Yeah, didn't we do this? I think, Luke, we did this. It wasn't him.
Luke, is
no,
that
No, that was
you
here.
You got a cold one coming in?
I have good humor.
The one with him in the blue blazer, that ain't him? Is that what we're saying?
The one that's like maybe. A hot guy?
You got to send it to Steve so he can flash it up because I can't do it right now. Yeah, that's him, I think. Yeah.
That is him, yeah.
Here, I'll send it to you. Yeah,
he's okay.
Yeah, he's still a first draft. He's okay. Yeah.
Look at Jeff.
Let him come to my window.
Oh, I don't know where that was going then.
Come to my window.
Listen, Etheridge, calm down. We don't have money to play that.
Dynasty, Dallas, Knott's Landing, General Hospital. I wasn't.
You can watch both. I watched Clarissa.
It wasn't as entertaining. Like, if it was on, like, Brothers, you know, like, it was there. So I saw it. And, I mean, it's, you know, it's nostalgic because it was a part of my childhood. But, I was
Jeff,
more of a Dallas
kid. You just had to be, like, more eclectic. See, you could watch SNCC on Saturday nights. But here on Tuesdays, we used to have Tuesday nights a bitch. So it was Beverly. It was Beverly Hills into Melrose Place.
We had what I think it was 90210
and
Party
and then Paradise
on the same
Island.
Night. And we had Melrose called. Place and Ally McBeal.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. There's a cell.
It's called the I'm Hungry Hour.
You know the funniest thing, Steve? Do you remember on the Australian sketch show with like the Kath and Kim girls? Fast forward. Whenever they would do Ally McBeal and she'd just be coming in like just a blonde wig and it was just a skeleton.
It's so mean.
They were horrible. Girl. They didn't care though. We didn't have political correctness then.
But you can't rip on.
Yeah, because fat people, we did it to ourselves. Skinny people, well, they do it to themselves too. So fuck
just
them.
Just a bunch of mean girls in here. You're right. You are just mean
but
girls.
But the episode where Peter McNichol has the frog and Portia de Rossi fucking kills that bitch in the bathroom and he's like stuttering and everything. Oh my god, I've never laughed so hard watching a TV show in my life.
See, I never really liked Ally McBeal either.
He was so mad. Listen,
we need to watch it again.
You need to watch Ginny and Georgia. They like do all these throwbacks to all these old shows on Netflix right now.
And then last year to Taylor Swift and she didn't appreciate it.
Oh, I'm here to be nasty to Taylor Swift. I'm ready.
They were in a lot of trouble.
About Lady Gaga.
You don't want to piss off Taylor Swift because she will sue your eyelashes.
She is more money than God.
She is the most overrated artist, I think, ever.
But she's a lady boss, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate her hustle, but I think she is overrated.
Look, don't get Vera started on Madonna again.
She writes her own shit.
I can write my own shit, too. Exactly.
There are
are you ready for this one?
Who cannot
I know, but I think Britney Spears knows she's not a singer, right? She's an entertainer. right? Yes.
Like, Madonna doesn't know she can't sing.
Well, Madonna's an idiot. I mean, that's
Madonna doesn't know a lot of things these days, but yeah. That's okay.
She never has. She's always
just hydrangeas. Okay?
If I was that rich, I would be the biggest thing next Tuesday in the world as well. I'd be like, fuck everyone.
I got respect for Taylor.
Is this just like a gay like requisite? You have to like Madonna. Like it doesn't matter if you don't actually like her. You just
I'm not a Madonna. I have bitched about Madge many a time.
Vera's the biggest hag in the world.
Madonna music, but I don't like her as a person. I think she's a rotted human.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like you just like
I'm on Jeff Page. I think I like the Blonde Ambition era.
Yeah,
but.
The early 90s. I think he's a terrible person.
Where do you, Luke enjoys the Blonde Ambition era. Surprise, surprise. Go back and look at some of the old UCR videos and he's fucking transparent. But that's okay.
I think I lost track of Madonna at that erotica stage. I think I was like, yeah, well, that's enough for me.
Oh, it was Frozen. Frozen did it for me. I was like, what is this shit?
Yeah, I kind of liked that song, though.
No.
I was into it. And Ray of Light.
Music.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, my God.
That was awful. And then
what the fuck was that music video where she's in the pink leotard? What song was that?
Oh, that was Hung Up. That was Hung Up.
There's a little thing that you say up to.
Like, she needs to stop writing her own music. Whoever that monk was that taught her to not sing out of her fucking nose ruined her.
Where is Billy? Billy could tell us all about Madonna. Where is that boy?
All right. So, before we jump, different tastes for different people. Are you going to join this woman? Who feels outraged and discriminated by KFC for lack of meat-free options.
Does she walk into Pet Depot and get mad because they don't serve human food?
It's like going to a lesbian bar and expecting a hot load of cock. It's just not going to happen.
He really just said that.
He did.
It's not gonna happen. It's uncensored radio.
Jesus is coming for you after that comment.
Come for Jeff. That's the problem. Come for Jeff at a very bad angle. All right.
And I'm over here ducking, afraid of this camera, and I'm like going right down.
Hey boys, I'm single and ready to mingle. You want to come over and taste my penis?
Come over and
Jeff, is it a meat free? Is there a meat free option?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is.
Well, you're one up on KFC.
Fuck her.
Jesus.
These nuts.
What if you've got a nut allergy, though?
We've killed Katie McCarthy.
Bye, girl.
She muted herself. She can't handle it.
Oh. She's forgotten what it's like to be with us, obviously. Oh,
listen,
dear.
It's not my fault. The internet and podunk shit.
She's got into anaphylaxis. Look.
I was in a bar where they allow smoking. Do you understand what I'm telling you? We haven't been able to smoke in a bar in 20 years in New York. Over 20 years.
Evil times. But do you know what was good times? Do you know what's good times that we have coming up?
Oh,
our chat with the lovely Dagny Kerr. Now that was
good time. That was fun.
That was a good time. She's coming up April 6th, I believe, in the States.
Yes. Tuesday night.
Yeah.
April
6th. Tuesday night.
It's called if you like Dagny, or if you have no clue who Dagny is, it's worth watching, and you will know her because she's been in about 750,000 shows.
She's been in everything.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
She's worked with everyone. She had a story about everyone.
Series. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I watched her on ER the other day, and Angela Bassett did save her baby.
Oh, thank God.
She saved the baby.
Well, thank God.
Thank God.
All you cared about is that she worked with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Be serious.
That's how we found her.
Ask her to come on. It's not like she's got a busy fucking schedule.
Oh, damn.
She's got money, though. She don't care about us.
No, she doesn't.
She does. She got money from that cake or whatever she does.
She does a cake, Bubs.
She got cake or food or whatever she does. She got money.
Her husband, she wrote a cookbook.
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is not doing shit, Vera. The man was doing WWE for a little bit.
He's on Punky Brewster.
Exactly, because he needed the money.
Thank you. I still love you, Freddie, but I'm just saying.
They can live pretty cheap in New Mexico.
Guys, I'm glad that we've had a good time because
you're about to drag the whole mood down.
I have to tap out here, so this is where I have to tap. So I'm going to miss all the hard, heavy stuff.
Oh, great. Right. Just gave me a freaking heart attack.
I'll do the first one. Let's do the first story. We've done the stories,
Bub, so we're going into the new from here. So if you're going to tap out, now's the time.
I'm tapping, kids. I'm so sorry. But next Friday, I will be on for the full hour.
Bye, Luke.
Bye, Lukey.
All right. So as I said, the fun times are kind of over because we're going about to go into something quite heavy for this week's topic on a segment I like to call The View Here. Getting quietly confident. Yeah, well, look, we're in double digits, Nelly. Like, come on.
Yeah, you're fine.
So we've had, you guys have had some quite shocking times over the last couple of days, but I don't know if you are desensitized to it.
Shocking is
more than you're over 100 mass shootings in 2021. Already, and it's the end of March.
Hold on, Vera. Let me cut in for you.
I haven't heard about any of those other shootings.
My question for you today is the interpretation of the Second Amendment an excuse for violence?
The excuse for violence is toxic masculinity. Before
we get into it, I want to let's break it down for semantics and all that kind of thing. Who wants to read the Second Amendment, kids? Because you're American. Hold on, I'll move that other banner so you can read it all the way through. Go, Vera.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Okay, wonderful. So that basically means everyone can have a gun, is what everyone's saying.
Wait.
We're getting there. We're also going to look up the meaning of the word militia.
A regulated military group comprised of common citizens as opposed to professional soldiers, citizen army.
Let's go back to third or fourth grade. Can we find the two matching words in those statements? They both start with R and end with D.
Regulated.
Correctamundo.
Regulated.
That's my point. But anyway,
you want
to start us off then?
Absolutely.
Go,
if
Vera.
You need a fucking gun to go to Starbucks. You are packing a tiny dick. Fuck you. Why do you know the good guy with a gun? Are you going to try and sell us this myth again? The good guy with a gun is dead. He was shot in Colorado Springs, the police officer that went in to save the day. He's fucking dead.
You're not wrong.
I'm not.
It's horrible,
but it's just, but maybe if there was more citizen with guns, they could have helped him.
None
of the good guys with the gun have ever come out, except for the one shooter in church.
And
who the fuck is so terrified of life they bring a motherfucking gun to church?
Well, I can understand it.
I couldn't even fathom, right?
I'm not trying to go to a movie theater.
I couldn't imagine trying to live my everyday life with the thought that any second of the day, some rando could just walk in and wipe out not only you, but your children, your spouse, all that kind of stuff. Katie?
I'm not afraid to die. Go ahead, Katie. Sorry.
My uterus is better regulated than the gun control laws.
This is correct.
So is my motherfucking car.
Oh, But
well, listen, in Colorado, it's an open carry state. Denver generally prohibits open carry. No one in Colorado may possess a machine gun, short shotgun, or short rifle. And Denver has a ban on assault rifles.
And the state of Colorado passed a law that said all those municipality laws are irrelevant and unenforceable. So Denver laws don't make any difference.
And then in Atlanta, the guy bought the gun the same day and passed an instant background check.
That's going to get me even more fired up.
That was actually the note there that, you know, women really do. They have to wait in Georgia. They have to wait 24 hours to terminate a pregnancy, but you can buy a gun on the spot.
Yep,
and
actually,
they said he was having a bad day.
Yep. Actually, that that law about women waiting 24 hours for abortions, that's common through a lot of states. In some states, they make these women have ultrasounds and hear the heartbeat before they make a decision. They don't care that these women have been traumatized maybe by incest or rape or any of the above. Or maybe they're just not ready to have children. It's not your fucking business why they're going to get the abortion. But the fact of the matter is, my uterus, everyone's uterus, everyone with a uterus has more restrictions on it than gun owners. Period. Period.
I'm right there with you,
Katie. I'm sorry to bring it there, but you just said uterus and period together.
I thought of that too. That was my little damn it.
Just to bring it back to a UCR level.
But I thought about that too.
Okay, I have to ask a question because I've been there as a tourist many times, but. Is it especially for you guys with kids, is that a constant thought?
Yeah.
Especially when you were sending them to school and going, never. I might not see you again.
It's now? Always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Anywhere now. I go, I always look for all the exits. I mean, I've done this for years just because I was always a very like nervous kind of bitch. You know, if I like to sit near an exit if I'm in the movies. I always am planning. Like, if I'm in a big hospital, I went with the cat lady to the VA, and I, you know, I'm like, okay, where can I go if something, like, I'm a planner. Like, nah, bitch.
But is that a way to live in the, you know, the land, home of the free?
This is where I disagree with
land of the brave, home of the free.
This is a fucking gun home issue. Of the brave. I think this
I'm
is
so
a
brave.
Mental
I can't get a coffee without health a 15.
Problem. Right. We have you fucking know, this, crazy this... people. Crazy. Normal people don't do this shit.
Normal people crazy. Don't shoot up movie theaters. But this is the red herring. It's like, oh, all those mental health professionals failed us. Yes, you can't be a sane person and shoot up a movie theater. But the people that are seeking mental health therapies are not the people
the ones that
are shooting
be shooting
up movie theaters.
Look at all right,
you look at those kids from Columbine. The parents knew something was wrong, but nobody
so
fucking
failed.
Did anything.
They failed. Like,
this is the problem across the board.
It's merely
we have people like mental health is a fucking crisis in this country, and nobody's doing a fucking thing. Nobody
because they're too worried about them taking.
They're
too worried about
guns.
Taking my guns. You can't take my guns.
Like I'm sorry, but a gun doesn't fucking kill anybody. A person pulled the trigger. Let's deal with the real problem.
Exactly, but. A knife doesn't stab someone without behind
yes,
without someone behind it either.
Trigger, having immediate access to a gun is the problem.
It's the access that's the problem. Yes.
Well, instead of addressing the problem that's going on here, which is you know the mental health crisis and you know we need common sense gun control laws. The fact of the matter is they'd rather make 3-year-olds do active shooter drills in school than address this problem.
I'm not saying that I'm not for gun control. Like, I think it should be stricter. I think we should look at people's mental health. But I also, how many times has it been the person got it from a relative or they legally had a gun? Like, they're just fucking
nuts. How many of them, most of them have had their guns legally. Most of them. You know where they don't
so
have mass shooters?
So what is it going to matter?
Australia. You know where they don't have mass shooters?
They had one last year.
Britain. They had
it wasn't
one
technically.
And they locked
look,
it down.
We had.
Yeah, but are they pumping all the people full with all the poison that's in our food and all the fucking psychotic drugs we're shoving down everybody's throat?
Pretty much. But the fact that you.
Thank you.
Look, Port Arthur was the biggest wake up call Australia needed, and it's not happening. It wasn't even happening every day between them. Like, how many lives does it take? Who has to die for us to go, oh, that's an issue?
24 8-year-olds were shot in Sandy Hook.
That was a hoax. It was a hoax.
Oh, all right, Stephanie, calm down.
Did you pull any of those graphs? Because what was the shooting deaths?
The shooting deaths are up there.
It was like 20,000 or whatever for 2020. But meanwhile, in March 2019 to 2020, we've had 75,000 overdose.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
It's fucking relevant.
I know it's relevant.
People are dying because we don't give a fuck about people's mental health.
Gun violence has overtaken pancreatic cancer.
They're gonna fucking get it on the street, just like people buying drugs. We're not gonna stop
it. No, Jeffrey, if you have a ban on AR-15 for civil, it works. We have all these other countries who have these bans. They fucking work.
We have to go and do something about our government because they're so fucked up and we don't know what's going to happen next year, are we going to do?
Motherfucking vote!
Because that Capitol raid went so well, Jeff.
But to be honest, they didn't shoot anybody.
That's true. They did it non-violently, and that's the only credit I'm going to give them.
They didn't shoot anybody.
Well, someone got shot, but, you know.
Non-violent.
And again, I'm all, like, stricter gun laws. Totally. I'm for it. I think there should be a waiting period. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying we're fucking ignoring the real goddamn problem in this country.
No, the access to guns is the real goddamn problem. I'm gonna whoopee it in here, okay?
Jeff is correct and Vera is correct, but they are two diverging issues. Yeah?
Right there. The question I'm asking today
is about the Second Amendment. It's not about mental health. It is about violence and guns combined. Now, if you restrict the access to firearms, there is proof not only in Australia and other countries that it does work. Yes, there was still a siege in Sydney in the late 2000s, but it was the only ones we've had, and we had three people unfortunately be killed. But it's not an everyday occurrence. It's not something you have to raise your children to fear. It's not something that you need to be omnipresent and consistently worried about here. And I think that if you take, you know, it's like trying to make a bomb. If you don't have the right ingredients, it doesn't blow up.
How about the terrorist at Virginia who had a knife? He attacked 11 people. No one fucking died.
He doesn't know how to stab people.
My turn. So, to address both of you children, you can care about more than one issue. You can absolutely care about more than one issue. It doesn't make one more important than the other. They're both very important. And the way I've always said it was that if you're a responsible gun owner, you would pass all these background checks. What are you so worried about here?
Exactly.
Right.
Now you may go back to arguing.
I'm a mental health professional. I see this population every day. I have more intimate knowledge of the mentally ill than any of the four of us, okay? It's not just a mental health problem. Access to guns is the number one problem in gun violence.
As a mentally ill person, how dare you?
You don't know what goes on inside my head.
Look, as a dad of kids that was adopted and trying to find mental health for children, and then all of the shit that I went through, it's not fucking available. And there isn't anybody there that can handle these fucking kids. So it sucks. If you go to another country where fucking health insurance regulated, you don't have to deal with this shit.
See, now you're a whole other
You know what I think would help us all is a bit of officially sanctioned violence. And I think that you guys should have these freely available in every town square.
Oh, we're having a purge.
A Texas museum has removed a wax figure of 45 because Beatrice kept punching it.
See, that's
That's amazing.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
I have never gone to a wax museum because I think it's kind of creepy. But if I'd known that that was available, I'd have been punching the shit out of it.
There was a joke going around that we could like pay off the debt if we just like charged $1 for everyone to punch Mitch McConnell in the balls or something.
They were talking about putting the Trump statue, the wax statues, in a, so people could go punch it and we could pay out. Yeah, I think it's
I would do it.
Just,
I want to punch Mitch McConnell. So
you get like just one of those. Remember the old like the boxing mannequins that kind of looked human, the rubbery one.
Yeah,
just put them out, and maybe that's how people get their rage out. Like, just put them on every couple of street corners, give them a little goom-goom, and then you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Vera's gone through a few of them, so she needs the real thing at this point. She's done.
Look, we're going to find out what Vera needs right now, because we are up to a section of the show that is called Vera Vents. Ooh. All right, Vera, get steamed up. Here she goes.
This is actually going to be a little serious and a little less angry. I am very sad today.
Yeah.
Today, I left the Republican Party.
Woo!
I've told all you guys a billion times that I was a registered Republican. Today, I just said, you know, in light of the unregulated access to guns, in light of the 106 voter suppression laws going on now, I have decided that the Republican Party is too far gone. They are corrupt. They are anti-democracy, and I can't be a part of it anymore. So I have left the Republican Party. I'm now a member of the Working Families Party, and I'm kind of sad about it because when I was 18 and idealistic, I joined the party because they were the party of conservative values. And they were the party of fiscal responsibility. And, you know, I just can't do it anymore. So I'm kind of sad and kind of glad. But I wanted to share that with you. Kat has suspected all along that it was not true that I was a Republican. Kat is now right. I am no longer a Republican.
There we go. You heard it here, Jeff, we're back on camera.
I'm trying to fix I can't.
Shit
is broke.
Shit is broke. Just like your country, girl. But it's all good. But that's a big thing, Vera. So
it is a big thing. I've been sad about it all day long.
I
really felt that voting in the primary, it was my job to stay in the party and move the party back to center. And I've decided it's unfixable.
That's not your job, baby. That's not your job.
Well, I finally figured that out.
Oh,
I'm sorry you're sad, but I'm so happy you're not anymore.
You know what is our job, guys?
I hate them all.
Next week, we are going to have a little online party to celebrate our 1 year anniversary of being on video. So if you want to join us, bring a drink, bring whatever. It's going to probably get a bit looser than today. Probably won't be as serious.
We're going to put the link in the chat room and let people just click in and join us.
Yeah, we might as well have some well wishes.
Somebody
and stuff.
Better show us their dick.
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper.
I'll have to find out where it is. I think I have.
That's going to be Vera. Vera's going to. Vera's gonna just get looser.
I think Steve should have to do the Rhythm Nation dance.
I think Steve should teach me this, and I think we should perform it for the party.
I think that we might never see Denise Richards again, but you know what?
I hate your whole life.
You love me. That's why you want me around. But we've got a little surprise also coming this or next week, which I will not say too much about. But if you are a fan of Uncensored Horror, there might be something coming for you. And we've also just secured another little interview, which, again, if you're a a fan of Aussie pop music, you might want to tune in when we announce who that is.
It's gonna be so much fun.
I can't even. So we will hopefully have a Katie Underwood back next week because she's been busy like healing everyone's souls, including Jeff's.
I'm just talking to the people that we like our celebrities.
Katie now, who was on Pop Stars in 2000.
Excuse me, I am a celebrity around here.
And then hopefully we'll see Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That, also recently featured on TMZ, sometime soon. But we are sending you you love, Katrina. So
yeah, I think she's going to be back next week.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Get well soon, honey.
Shit's gonna get real, I'm sure, when she's back. So
I keep telling her to stop swallowing so much cum. You know what I mean?
Well, like then
she needs that Drano thing, that snake down. She needs a Roto-Rooter down the throat. Well, look, who doesn't? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next week for our first birthday party. Bye. Bye. I'd like to take this moment to announce that I've also joined the party with your pants off party. Goodbye.